Bringing the community together.
Golden opportunities.
Young Mayor of Tower Hamlets, applications open. Would you like to represent the young people of Tower Hamlets and influence borough decisions? The Young Mayor nominations are open for all students aged 13 to 17. Please submit your manifesto by the 16th of July. See Mowing Careers by emailing careers@stepneyallsaints.school.
The live draw for the Inter-Tutor Group Olympic competition was drawn last week. As a reminder, here are the instructions. Each tutor group will take on the identity of one of the countries participating in the summer's Olympic and will decorate their tutor room to reflect their nation. For example, 7.7 got Saudi Arabia. A prize will be awarded to the tutor group that decorates their tutor room the best. This may be displayed on the tutor board, flags, information about the team. So get creative. Judging will take place during the week beginning Monday, 5th of July. Heads of year will select the winners for their year group, and then the head teacher will select the overall winner. Prizes will go to the winner in each year, as well as to the overall champion. Good luck.
Come and sign up to the Life Goes On music video that will be shot this week. Come and see Miss Kisilov or myself, Kyra, from 9.3.
This is the weather report.
This is Layla from 7.7, your weather reporter. The weather has certainly been changeable, hot sunny days to wet rainy days. Here is what to expect over the next 2 weeks. Some heavy rain moving in from the south, clearing the way to the sunny days next week.
Yay! The summer solstice. The summer solstice is the longest day of the year. That means it has the most hours of sunlight. In the Northern Hemisphere, where the UK is, in 2021, it falls on Monday, 21st of June. The summer solstice marks the end of the first spring and start of summer. It will end with the autumn equinox, which last year fell on 22nd of September. We get the most hours of daylight on this day because of the position of the Earth in relation to the Sun. It occurs when the Earth's geographical pole on either the Northern or Southern Hemisphere becomes the most inclined towards the Sun. When the summer solstice takes place in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun will reach its highest possible point. Here comes summer.
Performing platform.
This is Theo and Amira from Year 8.
This is Euronews. Wales booked their place in the second round of Euro 2020 despite losing 1-0 against Italy on Sunday. Wales were forced to play the final half an hour with 10 men after Ethan Ampadu was sent off for a tackle on Federico Bernardeschi. Wales made it through in second place on goal difference despite other results in the group, where Switzerland beat Turkey 3-1. Italy had qualified for the last 16 and Matthew Pessina's goal had led them before half-time. But Wales dug deep to make sure they didn't suffer a heavy defeat, and now Robert Page's team can look forward to a second round match against B runners-up in Amsterdam next Sunday. As for Italy, an 11th competitive win in a row will see them face Group C second place team at Wembley on the same day.
Reading for pleasure. Death Note follows a high school student named Light Yagami who finds a notebook after school. But this isn't an ordinary notebook. Whoever's name you write in it will die. Light Yagami uses this with good intentions, but eventually power corrupts him. The best detective known as L takes the case and tries to find the serial killer known as Kira, causing all of these deaths. This manga really makes the reader try to think about their own reality and allows the reader to think about what are the correct morals and what is their action or intention worth more. Read this manga to find out who will win, L or Light.
My name is Mahdi from 9.2. I'm reading Lies We Tell Ourselves by Robin Talley. The book is set in 1959 and is about an African-American group integrating into a white school. The main character in the novel slowly develops feelings for the same gender, and the story follows their relationship throughout turbulent times.
Miss Krisiloff here. I finished that AI book, and now I'm on to a book about gardening, actually. And it's called The Well-Gardened Mind, and it's by Sue Stewart Smith, and she is a psychoanalyst. And the whole book is about how important being outside is, and especially with lockdown and how rainy it's been really good to read this book and recognize that we do need to be outside and we do need to have lovely green spaces. So I find it really interesting. It's got a lot of neuroscience and things that I don't 100% understand, but that's why I look it up on Google. And if anyone is interested, we are starting a garden here as well. So you can come and ask me about it. We're growing vegetables and flowers and creating our own space because Sue Stewart Smith says it's very important.
Music Meister.
Not everyone can become a great artist, but a great artist can come from anywhere.
Kobe 7.6.
Samaya 8.2.
Habiba Year 7.
Ikra 8.7.
Jehin 7.4.
Shahid 8.4.
Shout out! Who will you shout out for?
Hello, my name is Josiah, and shout out to Isa because he's a funny guy.
Hola, this is Miss Naza. I just wanted to give a massive shout out to all of the languages teachers who are the best team in the school and the hardest working ones.
Hi, this is Akane, and this is a shout out for Mr. Korbishte because he's such a great teacher and he's really kind.
This is a big up shout out for Tina in the kitchen, who's been so kind to me and always has a kind word and some delicious food sometimes. Thanks, Tina. This is Mr. Mox.
I am Jessica for 7.4, and my shout out is to Michelle because she's so energetic.
This is a shout out for Kane Gordon in year 8.
Love, you're learning.
Hi, I'm here with Mishra and Kaniza, and we're going to be talking about what we learn in lesson. Hi, I'm going to be talking about what we learn in English, and we're learning about Romeo and Juliet, and they are two lovers who die for each other, and there's conflict between Montague and Capulet.
In history, we are learning about the Elizabethan era, where Elizabeth had many enemies such as her cousin Mary of Scots, and even foreign enemies such as King Philip II of Spain. They tried to overthrow her as queen, mostly because she was Protestant.
Hi, I'm Mushra. I'm going to talk about what we learned in media studies. It was about quality streets, Melbourne, the Golden Gun, and the different genders and how they were represented in media.
Performing platform.
7.7, Ishan, play the drums.
Nile.
7.7, Jamal.
7.7. The next performance is not based on proven scientific facts.
Welcome to Dr. Fred and Terrific Tufa.
Oh, hello, mate. Have you seen the rise of the dinosaurs due to the incline of the Earth's climate? Because the equator is actually dropping, that's why people's toes have now become waffles.
Is that linked to the equilibrium of the space-time continuum?
Actually, it is, because if we take the proportions of the Earth's equator and we use it as a radius of the water bottles and we do E equals MX plus C, we can find the radiation of the Earth's sun, which is increasing by minus 5 degrees.
Sir, you forgot to do the Pythagoras. Yeah, look, if you go to the sun, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, that actually equals how big the Earth is.
Oh, because of the hypotenuse.
Excuse me, Mr. Fred. We have a meeting scheduled right now.
Dr. Fred and Terrific Kafar. Tune in next week for more science facts.
Now, for some actual science.
Have you ever had the hiccups and tried everything to stop them? Holding your breath, getting a shock, even doing a handstand. These are all popular methods of stopping hiccups. Well, now a scientist has invented a new cure. It was inspired by a McDonald's straw. Hiccups are repeated spasms of the diaphragm, a muscle in our chest that helps with breathing, with the hic sound coming from the vocal cords closing at the same time. They are usually temporary, but some cases have been known to last for hours, or even very rare cases, even days. Dr. Ali Saifi, associate professor at the University of Texas Health Science Center, has developed a rigid L-shaped straw, more formally known as the forced inspiratory suction and swallow tool. It was inspired by watching his son trying to suck up a McDonald's McFlurry, a cross between a milkshake and an ice cream. The device has a mouthpiece at one end and a pressure valve at the other, which requires you to suck harder than you would through a normal straw, mimicking the effect of trying to drink a thick milkshake. This pressure causes your diaphragm to contract, stopping the uncontrollable influxes of air, which you know as hiccups. It works instantly and effect stays for several hours, said by Dr. Sci-Fi.
Thank you for listening to
Stepney All Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.